Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of Private Lives by Noel Coward at First Folio Shakespeare Festival. Coward's masterpiece marvelously comes alive in a stellar production. First Folio Shakespeare Festival, under the dedicated leadership of David Rice and Allison Vesely, have mounted an exemplar body of theatrical work over the years, making the trip to the western suburbs worthwhile. Their latest, Private Lives, is a terrific production, combining outstanding work from four actors with Noel Coward's sophisticated wit, fluid language, and smart, quirky plot. It amounts to an intelligent, hilarious night of the theater. You'll laugh as you acknowledge the utter honesty of Noel Coward's words. There is not a misplaced syllable, comma, or word in the script. The play demonstrates Coward's keen observation of human nature. We meet two rich society couples, each honeymooning on the French Riviera. Elliot Chase, played marvelously by Joseph Wyckoff, is a sharp, smart, and in-tune, high-society British gentleman. His new bride, Louise, is a slender, vibrant Leah Wagner. They are enjoying the view from their room, but Louise can't stop asking Elliot about his former marriage. This irritates the smug Elliot. Coward deliciously sets up the entire plot with this scene. This is a craftsman at work and two terrific actors that really set the tone. You instantly like them and you're now engaged in the play and you're laughing at the smart, witty dialogue. When the couple returns to their room, we meet another couple who emerge from the next door balcony. The two rooms share one balcony, and that's what the set looks like, and it's supposed to be the French Riviera. So the next group to come out, it's Amanda, who is played in a marvelous performance by Melanie Keller. She is just delicious. Amanda, ironically, is Elliot's ex, with her new husband, Victor, played by Christian Grey as a stiff, pompous English gentleman, who proceeds to interrogate Amanda also about her first husband. Coward's wit and smart plotting emerge with these scenes. We see sort of a parallel, and you start getting an idea of where this thing is going. Again, it's done with such droll wit that you'll enjoy it. So when Elliot and Amanda eventually meet each other alone on the balcony, Elliot comes out to get a breath of air, and Amanda's out there. And the scene when the two of them face each other for the first time, and they were married 3 years, and they were separated for five. So they've had sort of an eight-year on-and-off love affair. As soon as they see one another, the sparks begin to fly. The astute pacing and marvelous expressive exchanges masked by the dialogue allow Joseph Wyckoff and Melanie Keller to reminisce in a wonderful and telling scene. This is some great nonverbal acting. And of course, they add Noel Coward's fabulous dialogue to it. The chemistry between these two was genuine and electrifying. This instant rekindling produced a deep-seated love, propelled the two to desire to run away together. Problem: they are both newly married to someone else, and they're both on their honeymoon. The clever dark comedy aptly and hilariously presents a maddening love affair that allows a couple to flee from society's rules, but not from their own private lives. In the hands of the master wit, Private Lives unfolds as one of the cleverest plays written in the 20th century, as it presents the foibles of human nature, sexual wants, and society's rules in conflict. The truth of Coward's words added depth to the humor. Often the truth bites us deeply. You'll be impressed with the fabulous acting by this stellar cast, whose excellent high British accents, proper posture, and manners are wonderfully articulate Noel Coward's stinging dialogue with impeccable comedic timing by the four actors and appropriate gestures and facial expressions. Christian Grey, Leah Wagner were excellent, but the play hinges on Melanie Keller's Amanda and Joseph Wyckoff's Elliot. These two landed their roles as the irascible characters with deft aplomb. This is a sharp ensemble work that exudes its wit and humor magnificently. Private Lives reminds us just how intelligent Noel Coward was as a playwright. It also is in the great example of the fine detailed work that First Folio Shakespeare Festival does. This is worth the ride out to Oak Brook to see the show. I very, very much enjoyed it. I think Noel Coward would tip his hat and pour a drink to the four actors and to the terrific production. My rating for this show, highly recommended. The show is Private Lives, produced by First Folio Shakespeare Festival at Maze Lake Peabody Estate, which is 31st Street and Route 83 in Oak Brook. The show runs Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. The running time is 2 hours and 25 minutes with intermission. The show runs through March 19th. The ticket price is $25, which is a bargain for an equity show of this caliber. Get tickets by calling 630-986-8067. That's 630-986-8067. Thank you.